It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Spain's ruined economy has caused a lot of desperation, though not everyone there is keen on one possible way to ease the crisis, a new Las Vegas in its midst. It's the project of casino mogul and major Republican donor Sheldon Adelson, a $35 billion gambling megacity in debt-ridden Spain. Eurovegas promises up to 250,000 jobs, but as Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid, many in that city are divided about casinos in their backyard.
Wind whips across empty lots and half-built apartment blocks in the Madrid suburb of Alcorcón, down on its luck since the housing collapse. A third of residents are unemployed. But it's here that American billionaire Sheldon Adelson recently touched down in his private helicopter. On this land, Adelson envisions a glittering gambling city to rival Las Vegas, complete with 36,000 hotel rooms, 18,000 slot machines, and three golf courses. Unemployed residents like 28-year-old Ruben Alvarez says it's like a mirage in the desert, almost too good to be true.
Man, if it's true, and they really break 250,000 jobs here, imagine that. Things would definitely improve here if people had work. It would let people breathe a sigh of relief. But we'll have to see if it's true.
Spanish politicians have been salivating over the jobs Eurovegas would bring. Madrid beat out Barcelona for the contract by offering concessions. Now some of the initial euphoria is waning as Spaniards learn the terms of the deal. Las Vegas Sands says it'll only pay 35% of the project's cost. Cash-strapped municipal authorities would somehow have to come up with the rest. Adelson's company is also asking for exemptions from local labor laws to bring in foreign workers and allow smoking inside casinos despite a nationwide ban. In this economy, Spain doesn't exactly have much bargaining power, and some here feel Adelson is taking advantage of that.
Taking into account the very bad situation of Spain, he's doing all kinds of blackmails.
Carlos Ruiz is a retired engineer who volunteers with a group called Eurovegas No. He worries that with Europe's highest jobless rate, 25% and double that for youth, Spain is willing to sell its soul for a few jobs. Ruiz says Spanish leaders have fallen for a get-rich-quick scheme.
That doesn't create good jobs, stable jobs, that harms the environment, that harms the social relations, that ignores the civil rights, that brings wealth only to the investors and not to the rest of the society.
Madrid is thinking about taking out massive bank loans to finance its part of the deal. But Spanish banks just got a bailout from Europe, Ruiz points out.
Citizens from the whole Europe are lending money to Spanish banks because they are in a bad situation, hoping that someday these banks will start to give credit to small enterprises, to families, to people. But this money is going to go to Mr. Adelson, who is one of the richest men in the world. This is quite unfair.
Adelson would also get tax breaks for his investment. Economist Gonzalo Garland at Madrid's IE Business School says that if the government is going to offer tax breaks to casinos, which could bring prostitution, drugs and the like, it needs to better explain that decision to the public.
A lot of people would think that gambling is something where you do want to charge a lot of taxes rather than not. But I think it's important to be careful to show that this would be an exception on because of some other gains, and those gains would probably be the tourists and all the money that they will be leaving.
Both Las Vegas Sands and Madrid's town hall failed to respond to repeated calls for interviews, perhaps because negotiations over Eurovegas are still underway. Beyond any moral objections, Garland says construction is what got Spain into this economic mess in the first place. Madrid's suburbs are littered with empty buildings left over from the housing boom.
I think it would be a big mistake for Spain to, again, try to rely on construction as a big engine for growth. What probably Spain needs is to look for other sources and look for several, not just concentrate on one.
Subsidies for wind and solar energy, possible future engines of growth here, were cut in the last round of austerity, right around the time Mr. Adelson came calling. Back in Alcorcón, where the casinos are slated to be built, 28-year-old Ruben Alvarez kills time on a bench near Town Hall. He's been out of work nearly a year. He says he's not crazy about casinos, but that he'd jump at the chance to work at one nonetheless.
People are out on the street. Those lucky to have jobs are getting paid less and less. Every day things are getting worse. So with the casinos coming, it's a good thing for the jobs, but it could also be dangerous for us, for the young people, if there's prostitution and gambling.
It could be a bit of a temptation, he says, considering the situation we're in. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.